That's how we test our mics every time.
ASMR action. What's the tea?
Girl, we're gonna start off with a joke.
A joke?
Yes, a joke, because we haven't done one in a while.
All right, what's the joke?
Okay, are you ready?
No.
Okay.
But I am now. Are you ready?
I was deciding what shift I wanted to do, but we're gonna do this one because it's been a minute. Why does Peter Pan always fly?
Why does Peter Pan always fly?
Or why is Peter Pan always flying? Same thing.
To spread his pixie dust.
He never lands. He's flying, never land. Get it?
Wow, what a gay ass fucking joke.
It's for Pride Month.
It's for Pride Month.
Thank you.
Never land.
Never land.
Thanks. And the Lost Boys? That's very tragic. I wonder. I don't want to get into that.
Well, like,
fuck was the point
of what?
Of Peter Pan.
I don't understand. I didn't actually. I think I watched it once, and then that was it.
I watched it plenty of times, but like, not what the. What was the point? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, go to number two.
Oh, Peter Pan. Let's see. What is Peter? I said Peter Man, not Peter
Pan. I always feel like the Lost Boys. Like, if you're lost, like, are they like? Dead?
Okay, so Peter Pan is a fictional character created by the Scottish novel and playwright J.M. Barrie, a free-spirited and mischievous young boy who can fly and never grow up. Peter Pan spends his never-ending childhood having adventures on mystical islands of Neverland as the leader of the Lost Boys, interacting with fairies, pirates, mermaids, Native Americans, and occasionally ordinary children from the world outside Neverland.
I think Peter Pan was like a spear who couldn't find his way home.
I think it's just, like, honestly, it's, like, an old man in his head. Just, like, never wanting to grow up.
Maybe, but at the same time, I feel like, I don't fucking know. It's very morbid. Like, if you really think about it, like, what if Peter Pan never grew up because Peter Pan died when he was that age, you know?
And yeah. Then, yeah. What if he's in, like, the other, what if it's his spirit, like,
but essentially, like... his spirit never found its way.
What if that happened, what if that's us right now? Well, you know how they talk about, like, you're in that, like, realm in between, like, death and then whether you go to, like, heaven or hell type thing?
Yeah, yeah. But people can see us.
But what if this is us now? Like, what if we're in that area? What if this is to prove if you're going to heaven or hell? Like, what? Come on.
I mean, no.
Come on.
I don't fucking know.
I'm just here for ideas.
It's just so fucking weird.
It is
like,
weird.
A boy who never grows up. I just think Peter Pan actually died at that age. And he's just lost with these other lost boys.
That's like the gays when they go out to the club and don't do anything besides go to the club.
Yes, they're stuck in purgatory.
They're the lost boys. They're the lost boys.
They're gonna keep dancing to their fucking knees collapse. Oh my god, my knees are gonna keep stop.
They're gonna be nubs on the ground.
I can look like Bratz dolls, bitch.
Come on. You remember when Barbie dolls, like, you could bend their knees and then they would stay in position?
Yeah, because you're making them sit.
I fucking loved that. I would always have one Barbie leg, like, crooked.
I actually never played with Barbie dolls.
Oh, and Polly Pockets.
Never played those either. No. That's a... Even I was a fucking gayest bitch. Never fascinated me. I still always loved, like... It's bad video games I probably shouldn't have been playing.
Bratz was probably the best one.
I didn't know Bratz didn't have feet. They had, like, little balls for feet.
They did, because you put them in shoes.
Yes.
Their feet were shoes.
My sister had Bratz dolls.
I played Grand Theft Auto and Dead or Alive. I remember that was Dead or Alive, or Dead to Rights or something was like that, with my first, like, when I saw a stripper, and I was like, ew, what is that?
I don't know. I
don't like that.
I was watching rated R movies since I was, like, six, so.
Makes sense.
My parents just be like, close your eyes, if, you know? I didn't want to close my eyes. Like, oh. There's a breast. Oh, there's a vagina. And I'm like, is it done? They'd be like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And we just start watching it.
Wow. Okay, so this is going to bring me into a side topic. When's the first time you watched porn?
The first time I watched porn was in middle school.
Middle school?
And I was disgusted. Let me tell you how I got to porn. So, I'm a very smart child, you know. I've always loved technology. So, I always know how to do things that other people didn't know how to do. So, my dad didn't know, I'm assuming that, you know, there is such a thing as a history. And that you can go and see what people are doing.
Oh my god, you went into your father's history?
Yes. Ew. And, because I got confronted by it.
What was he into?
Big Black Booty Bitches.
Big Black Booty. That was the name of the website? Big
no,
Black.
That was in the Google search.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, it was my mom.
Because I want to look it up now.
Dude. It led to my mom asking me, you know, are you looking at this? And in my head, I'm thinking like, bitch, I am gay as fuck. Like, I am in my room learning Britney Spears choreo. And you're asking me if I'm interested in fucking big booty bitches? Absolutely not. So, yeah, no.
Oh, wow. I wonder if this is big booty bitch. Big. Oh, wow.
I don't know. I mean, when I was young, I was like, oh, no. Like, what is this? Oh, my God.
I'm literally watching this right now. I need to get off of it. Bitch.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Big booty bitch.
Does she have a bonnet on her head?
Is this what you watch? Is this what the video
they watch? This bonnet on her head.
This is what your dad was into. Probably. This is what your dad was into.
Why is she walking with it?
I don't know. I did. Why? Is that a bad thing?
No, but why does she have a bonnet? Is she have a bonnet on?
No, her hair is tied back. That's a struggle ponytail.
Okay. We can turn it off.
Okay.
Not big booty bitch. That's literally what pops up. No. So yeah, that was like my first time ever seeing it. And then turns out my dad had a big-ass porn collection, DVDs, in the back of their closet.
Oh my god, DVDs were a thing, that's right. Wow, let me just go pop that in the VCR and fast forward and rewind. Bitch, you'd have to get up and stop it and then rewind it, because they didn't have remotes back then. So, like, if you wanted to watch a scene over again, you'd have to...
I feel like ours did.
I don't know.
DVDs did.
DVDs, but VCRs didn't. Did they?
The older ones did, I don't believe. But the newer ones did.
That is so funny.
Horrible.
Wow.
But yeah. And then, as we all know, I cannot watch porn now because it's not for me.
Have you learned about porn? A lot of these are like they're like sex slaves.
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah.
Actually, that was in Booksmart, actually.
They like talk about how...
BTW's Booksmart is a great movie. You guys should go and see it.
Oh, you went and saw it?
On Tuesday, yeah.
Okay.
Very funny. It's at first, I gave it like a 7 out of 10, but like when you look back at it, yeah. It's like, this is actually, the movie, there's no like sexist jokes, there's no women jokes, there's no fat jokes, there's none of that. Like anything that could offend you, it's not in that fucking movie. It's a very forward comedy, and I don't think that's ever been done before. So it's like different. This, and it's basically like a Superbad, but with two girls.
Okay.
And I kept saying that, and turns out one of the main characters, her name is Beanie in real life. That's Jonah Hill's sister.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So it's like
this. Come on, research.
But it was really, really good movie.
And then you said it was Olivia Wilde's first like movie.
Her first
directing for her first
right,
movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Funny as fuck. Very weird. I feel like if we were in high school, that's how we would be. But it's not as smart. The bitches are smart as fuck.
Oh, yeah. No, I was dumb.
Yeah.
I was still doing stupid shit. Still do stupid shit.
Right. Well, but yeah, it was a really good movie. What was I talking about? Porn. Yeah. It's just not for me.
It's just not for you.
Mm-mm. I tried. I'll try like once a month. I'm just like.
On the first of every month?
No.
I feel like when you would watch it is when you put on your Facebook status, like, new month, new blessings, after you watch porn, because you're like, oh my god, I need blessings after watching this. That's how
it's
I feel.
Some of it's just a lot. And then, like, there's just so many things on the internet. And there's so many things people are into, and I don't feel like I want to search until I find something that I like.
There's a lane for everybody.
Yeah, clearly.
There is a lane for everybody.
I've noticed. Yeah. They have all kinds of things on the internet.
Oh, I know.
I was like, wow. Yeah.
It's like, It's like going into a closet and like just finding new knickknacks.
I wouldn't want anybody to pee on me. I'm not putting your toes in my mouth.
Oh my god, I've always wanted to do that. So if anybody's listening and wants me to put my feet in your mouth, I would totally do it.
Prunes, toenails curl.
They do. If I don't cut them, they do.
Do they really?
No.
Oh, I want to say, I was just joking.
No, you don't actually do that.
Oh yeah, you know. Nope. So yeah, first time I ever seen porn was in middle school.
Okay. Wow.
Well, that's normal. No. Well, these kids these days, like,
they just be doing whatever the fuck they want.
They be fucking.
They're like, can I stick my toe in your nose?
Like watching porn in third grade.
I would watch porn in third grade.
Did you?
Yes. With my friend at the time. Oh my god. He showed it to me because his older brother had like a porn stash and he found it and he's like, I don't know what this is. Let's find out. And we went on it and we looked and I was like, oh my god.
I've been traumatized.
I remember we watched it together and then like we became. So like when we grew up, like in our town, it was from like elementary school to high school. You go with the same group of kids. And I remember as, like, we got older, we would do, like, crazier and nastier shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, we used to do crazy shit all the time. We used to watch porn on Comcast. Remember, like, On Demand?
Oh, that's softcore porn.
We used to watch that. But we would watch that. And then we would, like, start watching it on the internet.
Yeah. See, internet and TV are two totally different things. Because HBO and, like, Cinemax is, like, softcore. You never see, like, really anything.
I'm trying to remember what the website was that we broke teen girls or broke something. It was crazy. We watched it. I'll never forget. I'm trying to remember the website.
Yikes!
It was crazy.
I'll never forget.
It was because that was in the history of his brother's computer, so we were only going on what his brother went on.
Yeah, because I'll never forget. I was trying to watch Lord of the Rings, and this was in sixth grade actually,
mm-hmm.
and I clicked it. And it said Lord of the ... And then I was like, oh, it just started. And so I click it, and it's these women. I'm just like, what is this? This isn't Lord of the Rings. And it said Lord of the G-Strings. And they all just started fucking having sex. And I was like,
self-love. They loved each other.
Turning it off. Not for me.
Gross.
Nope. I was scared. I was like, oh my god, my mom is gonna find out that I clicked this.
She's gonna beat your ass.
She's gonna be like, what are you doing? I don't wanna have this sex talk right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
Sex talk, too.
I was very uncomfortable. I feel like all sex talks are uncomfortable.
I was sitting with my mom and my dad in their bed, and they were like,
My parents came in my room.
No, they say, Tyler, come to our room, and I was sitting in their bed, and then they had the whole sex talk with me and everything like that, and I was like, this is so awkward because I don't even like girls, but whatever.
God. That's terrifying.
Wow.
Terrifying.
And I realized what sex was, and I was like, oh my god, my mom and dad did this to have me.
Have you ever caught your parents having sex?
No.
I've caught my parents having sex.
I think they were doing something, like, nasty at one point, but then I, like, walked in and they, like...
Oh, no, I caught my never, parents
having see, sex. See, I would literally be scarred for the
but they don't life. Know. They didn't know that.
They know that now?
It was Christmas Day. You know, you wake up hella early.
Yeah.
And I used to wake up at, like...
Sex. Why weren't they putting Christmas presents under your tree?
They were done. But they clearly weren't done doing something else. So I always used to wake up at, like, 3 or 4 to see, like, how many presents were under the tree.
They're and I heard, like... the Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cute.
On the couch.
That's kind of cute, actually.
And I kept hearing, like, the couch rock. And I was like, I was picking up and I was like, and I just went back to bed.
I would have screamed.
And I was like, my parents like, come on, your presents. That was the one year I didn't wake up early. I stayed asleep. I was traumatized.
Oh, my God. I would be traumatized. I understand.
Traumatized.
And I understand.
This is disgusting.
That is gross.
I was like, my parents...
You're watching them have sex. You're watching them make new
babies. I didn't watch them. I caught a glimpse and I left because it was disturbing.
There was just like a lot going on.
Yeah, no. I would die. What if one day like your parents caught you having sex? Oh my god. I would die. I think I would just.
Thank God that I do not live at home anymore.
I would just chop my penis off if. My parents caught me having sex.
Oh my god. As a parent, I would make fun of my kids so hard.
But I also never...
I would pretend to make it very uncomfortable for them. And then afterwards, with my husband, I would be like, oh my god. What the fuck was he doing? I'll be roasting him.
Have you ever gotten caught, like, masturbating?
No.
Me either. I think I would die. I would literally... can you imagine how fucking horrible that is?
I just don't want, like, somebody, like... I know what...
what would you even do?
Your face when that happens?
Like, deer in headlights.
When that happens, it's just like... are you okay?
I just have to watch the name.
Just, like... would you be a, like, what do you do? How can you even just, like, you can't rebound from that.
You can't.
Because you look crazy. Your face looks crazy. What you're doing, you're just like.
I feel like when you, if you make a face, they like, oh, yikes, that's horrible. Horrible. No. I'm blessed.
That is funny as fuck.
What else? What else? But yeah, that was it. No. That was how that went. Sex is just weird.
Sex is gross. Don't have sex.
I just wonder what fucking whore decided to put a dick in her mouth. Or a dick in his mouth, for that matter.
To find out what it would be like?
Yes. Oh, there's a hole. Let me just shove it in. Because
I feel like sex in general did not start out like that. It was more of like a reproduction thing.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, let me put my mouth on your dick. Let me eat. Put my tongue in your...
vagina.
Slit.
Let me put... my tongue in your fart box. Like, what the fuck? It's just...
you know, that is a good-ass question.
Like,
who thought about that? Like,
I don't know.
You gotta like, clearly know
what comes... bitch. Those bitches were not doing any they weren't kind of cleaning.
They were like... so how did that even happen?
It's like chocolate.
Was it like, oh, it must taste like the food you ate.
I don't know. And then, I don't want to know. Never mind. Ew. Because I just watched Game of Thrones. I'm just like, I just know that man's dick has syphilis. And I know our breath is fucking stinky.
I feel like breath stinks. Dick smells like dick cheese.
Hello?
Everybody's sweaty. Can't take a shower. So
nobody bathes.
So I feel like at that point, sex was really just
how did people brush their teeth? They didn't.
They had nasty teeth.
Never mind.
Never mind.
It's no fucking... it's a fact. Like, it's no secret that people from the UK have horrible teeth.
I don't know why. But why do they not think that it's okay to have, like...
I mean, hey.
They think it's actually, superficial.
If you
want to
have three rows of teeth, bitch...
that are all broken.
That are all broken.
Looking like glass.
Chipped, dipped, clipped, chip and dip. Bitch.
Come on.
Whatever you want to do. By all means.
Chip and dip.
Live your life.
Live your best life. Oh.
Wow.
Okay, wow. That's fat. Yeah, I know.
But yeah, bitch. It's just... no. What else? What else is... Yeah. Wow. Must have occurred now, actually.
That was very interesting. Well.
Disgusting.
We'll keep it going, I guess.
Keep it going. So, moving on.
To straight pride. Are you ready to celebrate straight pride? What are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear my cargo shorts.
Oh my God. My Crocs. With socks on.
Crocs with socks. White socks at that. White tube socks.
Are we going to do it? Are we going to dress conservatively and not show any part of our body? Or are you going to wear socks? Are you going to wear no-show socks this
time? Here's my outfit, okay? I'm going to have on a pair of aviators. Okay? My MAGA hat.
Yes.
My Vineyard Vines t-shirt.
Oh, come on. Did you get it at what's that shit? What? Moon?
Palmetto Moon.
Palmetto, mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I'm going to wear a white khaki cargo short.
Ooh, come on, mm-hmm. Colors.
Past my knees, 8 inches.
And then come on, MC.
I have on some yellow Crocs with white tube socks.
Let me ask you something. How many pockets do your cargo shorts have?
They better have fucking 17. I'm going to shoot myself.
I am so
wet. I'm not
going to
shoot myself.
Right,
I'm going to shoot everybody else. That's what white people do.
I'm so wet right now.
So wet.
Take me home, daddy.
You just piss in my fucking Crocs and it'll just come out. Ha ha ha. What's wrong with the little yellow sock?
It's just so annoying.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Like,
I don't think people realize and understand where, like, I guess, you know, gays come from when they have a gay pride.
Hello.
Or anybody has a pride of their, like, culture. But they had to fight for that. It's just mad annoying. Like, let people enjoy themselves and don't get bitter about it. Like,
right.
Because you have the whole world.
I don't get it. I don't know what goes through your mind to think, wow, they didn't have it, so why can't we?
But, like, think about how easy your life is just being yourself. To be able to have, like, one day.
A straight white man in America. A straight cis man in America.
Like, what they have to do is nothing what, like, being gay you have to do. Or you being black.
Hello? The caucasity!
Okay.
Of these bitches.
Yeah.
All with their fucking heads. You know what? I'm so sick of straight people. Just, you know, they want to take our lingo and wear these clothes and do this, do that. But hey, you know, don't let me hold my boyfriend's hand in public. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to fucking catch a fucking fit. Don't let a fucking rat get married. But you know what? Let's go marry our fucking cousins, okay? So my baby can come with three eyes and three legs and like motherfucking Lilo and Stitch, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Are you fucking joking? People are stupid. People are fucking stupid.
It just baffles me. It baffles me that people can't mind their business and just...
And that's why people age... That's how you know somebody's, like, you know, a bad person. They age bad.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. You know anybody like that? I know a few people who have aged badly.
I don't. Actually, I do, but it's okay.
They cry, oh my God, I just can't. I'm on welfare. I can't. Oh, I'm growing a sixth toe.
They're growing a sixth toe.
Baldy. I replaced my left arm with my right leg. I'm missing a fucking kidney. Like, fuck off. You're aging badly because you're a horrible person.
So what you get? Karma.
Karma is a bitch.
For real. I guess my thing is, like, you just need to mind your business.
Mind your business. Let people live their lives. Like, if it has nothing to do with you,
is anything you do gonna directly affect me or hurt me?
No, bitch.
Then why?
So, just, people just, I don't know, people are just fucking selfish, and they're inconsiderate, and they're just a bunch of fucking dicks. Just a bunch of fucking dicks.
Just big dicks or little dicks. I honestly feel like just a bunch of little dicks.
I will go buy a dong and just run around straight pride and slap people with it.
Can we just walk in there with gay, like, just gay? Straight pride, they come to gay pride all the time talking about religion.
They do.
I feel like we should have a little
dong. Y'all are going to hell. Yeah, you remember that? That's the year you and Tyler went together. He was twerking.
Yeah.
In front of the protesters. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, one, like, it's fucking annoying. But two, it's really scary. You don't know what these people are, you know, you don't know what they could do.
I get, like, anxiety when it comes to, like,
festivals. Yes, when I see, like, protesters, like, I'm like, oh my God.
It's about to be a field day. It's like a field day for them.
It's a fucking mess. Because they want you to retaliate, so that way, you know.
It gives them a reason to do something. Right. That's why you don't give them a reason to do shit, bitch.
Nope, just ignore them. That's the best you can do.
Dang. Life sucks.
I mean, yeah.
You know, we are actually very blessed to live in a city that's very, like, I guess, inclusive.
When fuck it comes Atlanta.
To... Are you kidding me?
Fuck Atlanta. Why? Because, yeah, it's a bunch of fucking gays. But, one, it's a bunch of fucking white gays. And, two, half these fucking gays are fucking transphobic and racist. Transphobic?
They don't like trans people.
Yes. What I said was correct. Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
That's the fucking tea. I'm so sick of these. And then, bitch, this is what really bothers me.
Go ahead.
The white gays, okay?
Go ahead.
Because these white, black gays too, bitch. Because these white gays are, they will stop at nothing to say, hey sis, hey, and to talk as they portray what they think, you know, I guess,
Where do they think they got, like, period from?
Hello? Okay. They love saying that, but these black gays do not
because
they
know
black bitches.
Or hey, sis.
Nope. And then these fucking black gays who only date white men. And you know, and I used to be one of those people. I used to be one of those black gays, but I learned my lesson, okay? White ain't right all the time, okay? Let's know that for a motherfucking fact, bitch, because it's horrible. It's disgusting. Because white people treat these fucking black guys like they are just like me.
They definitely like fetishize.
I love a big black cock. Or like
if anybody says cock, I feel like
they're racist.
They racist or say like
You should talk your fucking braces.
Oh my god.
And then these black gays only date white guys. Only date white men. I don't date black men. Bitch, what the fuck? Are you stupid? Stupid. Dumb.
You gotta change it up a little bit.
It's not even that. Like, how are you gonna say you don't like your own fucking race?
I feel like that goes back to you
it's fucking not wanting, ignorant.
But like that's you not liking yourself. I don't know.
Hello?
As a person. Yeah.
And this is like that one guy with them fucking overalls and fucking Blakes, the really musty bitch who decided who had the audacity.
Oh, I know who that is. I almost said it out loud, but yeah.
I don't know who it is. He had the audacity to not have a shirt on.
Do you
remember? And was musty as fuck.
Yeah. And I
mean, and then you said, "Oh, that guy's cute," and he goes, "Oh, I don't date black guys, bitch."
You were so shook that night.
I was even shook because I'm so fucking. It's so normal. That's how bad it is. But it's just like every time I hear, I'm just like, stop. You sound fucking stupid. Go take a shower, bitch.
First of all,
bye, sweaty.
He smelled so bad.
He smelled horrible. We're not going to see what happened after that, but he smelled horrible.
We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it. Just know he smelled very bad. But some people just didn't care because they were too drunk. But it's fine.
Where were you when I needed you the most, Shawnee?
I was trying to stop you. But it was just no stopping you after that.
It's fine.
But yeah,
I don't talk to him anymore anyway, so it's
good. I hope the fuck not. If you do, tell him to take a fucking bath.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that just really irks me. Like, for so many gay people to be in Atlanta, it's so much racism and just so much transphobia. Like, ugh. Like, what the fuck? Have you seen that video of the guy who's saying, "It's above me" at the hotel?
It's above me?
Yeah. Like, what? The whole thing. Basically,
it was in Atlanta?
I'm not sure where it was.
Okay.
But basically, he works at a hotel, and the lady called him a fucking nigger. And she was like, "Sorry, she apologized and was like, "My mother just died, blah, blah, blah." I stayed at this hotel with my family. He was like, it's above me. So everybody was like, "Yes, bitch, like, work, whatever." Turned out this motherfucker was transphobic as fuck.
Which one?
The guy who said it. The guy who got called the N-word.
He's transphobic?
He's yeah. Doesn't like trans people. And then, of course, apologized. "Oh, that was 2 years ago. Like, my mindset's different." Like, no. No, bitch.
Dang.
These people were just fucking quick to get famous and then quick to get canceled.
That's what happens.
And then when your apology means shit. Instead of these people apologizing, I'd rather them, like, do something about it.
I'd rather have people be like, "This is who I am. I'm transphobic," rather than the fake ass sorry, just to save face.
Yeah. And if you truly are sorry about what you said 2-3 years ago,
I want to see something
to back
up.
Some fucking action.
Or like a transition in between, like you saying that's
right,
the best
prove
point.
Prove to us that you're not fucking transphobic.
Okay.
And especially if you're fucking black and gay, like, how are you transphobic? Like, these people.
I feel like you need to have a conversation.
With who?
I don't know.
We'd have a fucking panel.
We're gonna have
but
a panel.
But I feel like, see, and I've always wanted to do like a little, let's have someone who's a gay transphobic person, and you know, but I feel like I would fight.
I want to see, I wanted to do that. Like, that would be so interesting.
Interesting. For it'll be an episode of Bad Girls Club in this bitch. I will kill somebody. You can't. I couldn't understand someone's logic behind it.
Like, I feel like you'd have to go in with an open mindset, like, the both of you. Like, you have to go in an open mindset of understanding where they're coming from, but they have to know where you're coming from, too, but at the same time. If you're transphobic, with that being said, like, you're not going to have an open mindset, so there's no point.
I don't understand the logic behind it. Like, what is your reasoning behind, you know, not supporting trans people?
I guess if you want to understand that, you'd have to be around them.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I guess, but still, like, these people have way more of a struggle than we do, I feel, because not only they're constantly being misgendered, they're fucking being killed every other fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, like, they have it just as rough as we do. We're all in this together, and people fail to fucking realize that.
I hate that. That makes me so mad, because everybody, like,
but
collectively,
these white gays, bitch. Oh, these white gays really just be irking my motherfucking nerves, bitch.
I wouldn't know.
Woo! Woo!
She wouldn't know, sister.
And, you know, some people, you should just bring me around these people and just listen to them talk and be like, "Oh my god, like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound ignorant."
Just gonna let people talk and expose themselves.
And that's the thing now, like, my patience is running thin, so I can't just let people talk. I'm going to look at you like you're fucking crazy and let you know why I'm looking at you this way. Because you're going to ask me eventually, why are you looking at me like that? You don't agree? No, I don't agree. With your fucking ignorant ass.
I'm
no.
I'm so dead. That's true.
Oh, God. Hey, girl. Hey, sis. Oh, no. I don't date black men, girl. Mm-mm. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
Ugh. I don't know. But, you know, it's fine.
Teach them.
It's not fine, but.
Teach them.
No, fuck them.
Fuck. I forgot my Xbox 360 at my dad's house.
Bitch, that's a dinosaur. You get it later.
I forgot about it, damn it.
I have some games underneath them.
Xbox 360 games? Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet, bitch. I'm gonna take them next time.
Go for it.
I was really at my... Oh, damn it.
But yeah.
That was a good conversation.
Yeah. It just got my blood pressure up, but it's cool.
That's good.
It's cool. Wow. Fun. We what's love that? Atlanta.
What's up?
We love Atlanta, don't we, girls?
We do. Oh. Yes, sis. Yes, sister.
Yes, sister. But yeah. Anything else we need to talk about today?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. You know, my blood's kind of hot.
So we gotta, what's that drink? It's that Moscato.
Cools down. Okay, first of all, you guys, I am drinking Moscato, but I don't like it. It's just... I can't drink that sweet shit anymore. I need my red wine.
Need your red wine.
And don't give me no... Oh my... I just think I'm not a white wine person anymore. You know? Like, I've gotten so used to red. Like, I can't... That Chardonnay shit. Keep it. That Pinot Grigio shit. Keep
ooh,
it. That
yes. Moscato. Keep yes. It, bitch. Yes.
That white juice. Zinfandel.
Oh, no. She can't do that. Can't do that.
No, bitch.
Not for her.
No, bitch. It's just not for... Exactly. Can't we want a good rosé? I love a good rosé.
Come on.
But yeah, that's really all we got for this week. We're going to end it at day. My stomach made a little
she's nervous. Hungry.
I'm not hungry. I just ate. So we're going to close this bitch out.
Let me close the door behind you.
So don't forget to follow us. On Instagram.
On the gram.
On the gram at 2GaysPod. And then our personal Instagrams, John Yamir and Tyler.Perone.
That's me.
And then what else? Oh, don't forget to share the podcast with your friends.
Family.
And your family.
Co-workers.
Nurses. Doctors.
Dogs.
Pray to Jesus.
Bring it to your gospel. Bring it to your church.
Hello. Play for the gospel, bitch.
Just play it out loud.
Play it out loud in Piedmont Park, at the beach, wherever you go. Because we're available everywhere, bitch. Including iHeartRadio. Because we're just those bitches. You
she's
know?
That girl.
She's that girl.
She's that girl.
Anything exciting coming up for us? No?
No.
Nope, not yet. Nope. Alright, guys. We'll catch y'all on the flip side, bitch.
Alright, peace out, Girl Scout.
Bye.